Welcome to Something Different from OU Torah, where we give you something different for your learning day. What is mazel, typically translated as luck? Is it superstition? Is it a concept endemic to Middle Eastern cultures? Or is it an inherent part of Jewish theology? As part of his series, Unlocking the Messages in Chazal, Rabbi Shai Finkelstein delivers a multi-part shiur on this topic. Please enjoy this excerpt from the first installment, Mazel in Judaism, a conceptual, halachic, and theological perspective.
We're going to talk about an issue or a topic, which is, I think, many people think it's superstitious, maybe people think it's cultural, and what the halacha has to say about it. But we will see a tremendous amount of sources in terms of hashkafa, in terms of perspective, but also in terms of halacha, regarding the following topic, mazal, or in a American pronunciation, mazel, or in Yiddish pronunciation, mazel. Do we have mazel or we don't have mazel? Do we have a shlemazels, people with no mazel? Where does that come from? Now, it's not only in terms of culture, but it's more than that. It's much more than that. It's a question about theology. If we say that there is mazal, and people have luck, good luck, bad luck, what does it mean about our free will? What does it mean about Hashem's intervention or hashgacha pratit, providence? How does it all come together? Also, there is another theological issue here, is that if there is mazal, and let's say that it means that there is something that is like almost predetermined for you, what is the meaning of tefillah, of prayers? What is the meaning of tshuva, of repentance? What is the meaning of mitzvot, commandments? Why do we need to do them if they are already predetermined? If my mazel is to be A, B, or C, what is the significance for any efforts that I will put forth? So, in order to try to understand it, now I know the Gemara is very long. And I didn't put the English translation because the English translation is not so good. So we will try to read it slowly, translate it. We'll take the time today because today is the question day. Okay, like every time we do a class, the first class, maybe sometimes it's a class and a half, we will just raise all the questions we can bring, all the questions we can raise, and then we'll have food for thought for next week. Okay. So on page one, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, Amud Aleph and Bet, 156 AB, says the following. Ktiv apin kesed Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi had a notebook, and it says on his notebook, Hai man debechad beshaba, if someone was born on Sunday, Yehi gvar velo chadabe. He will be a man, and he will not chadabe, which means he will have one aspect to him. He will not be a multi-face or multi-purpose person. He will be a one perspective, one face, one personality person. Velo chadabe. Yehi gvar velo chadabe. Mai velo chadabe? What does it mean velo chadabe? Ilei ma velo chad letivu. If you want to say that it's only one, he has one thing and it's not for good, it's not a positive thing. Ve'amar Ravashi, but Ravashi says, Ana bechad b'shabai avi. But Ravashi says, I think I'm a pretty good person, and I was born on Sunday. Ve'ela, lav chada lebishu. But, oh, so maybe he is such a good person, he has only goodness in him, nothing bad. Ve'amar Ravashi, Ana, ve'dimi bar kakuzta. And another guy who is definitely not a rabbi, he was a thief. Havyan bechad b'shabai. Ana melech vehu reish gavni, ganvi. Says, I'm a king, not a king, but he's the Rosh Yeshiva. And this guy, Dimi Bar Kakuzta, is a thief. So how can you say that if someone was born on Sunday, he will be all good or all bad? I'm good, he is bad. So the Gemara says, Ela ikule letivu, ikulu lebishu. Mai teama? The evil be or v'choshech. But rather, if someone is born on Sunday, he will be all good or all bad. Why? Because what's happened on Sunday, on the first day of creation? Light and darkness. So the darkness is the dark side, okay, the bad side, and the light is the good side.
Like what you just heard? Hear the rest of that shiur and much more on OUTorah.org or by using the OU Torah app for iOS and Android.